Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy and humid, a low of 70. Fire this morning in the Georgetown area of Racine has left a family temporarily homeless. A fire in half of a duplex at 3704 Sovereign Drive was reported at about 9:30 this morning. The residents were able to safely evacuate the unit once the fire was discovered in a second floor room. Firefighters were able to contain and quickly put out the fire, which did not spread beyond the room where it began. However, the unit did sustain water and smoke damage and is not habitable. The other unit was not damaged. The Red Cross is assisting the family in what caused the fire, which cost an estimated $20,000 in damage, remains under investigation. Racine firefighters were called to an apartment building at 1010 Washington Avenue about 1:30 for a fire, possibly on the roof. The building was evacuated. No other information is yet available. Six people reportedly were injured in an accident in the 2600 block of 60th Street in Kenosha at about 2:45 this afternoon. Flight for Life was originally called to transport a critically injured patient but was later canceled. No word on the conditions of the victims or the number of vehicles involved. The ex-girlfriend of a man found shot to death in his Kenosha home last week is the second person arrested in the case, for which police have not revealed much information. 50-year-old Donna Matthews is accused of being party to first-degree intentional homicide in the death of Michael Gayen, whose decomposed body was only located because workers complained of a foul odor coming from a home and lots of flies. Meanwhile, Derek Matthews was charged Monday with providing the murder weapon. The two suspects are brother and sister. There's no word if Donna Matthews will fight extradition back to Wisconsin. Facebook posts and court documents have Donna Matthews and Gayen in a stormy six-year relationship that hit several bumpy spots, including a restraining order request. It's not clear when Gayen was shot, but a neighbor said she last saw him around the 4th of July. The Burlington Common Council met in Committee of the Whole and talked more about a proposed referendum on the community pool project, the discussion straying at times into other related areas. What's proposed is a non-binding referendum about either spending or borrowing $4.7 million to build the pool and related amenities, with Attorney John Belogic saying the agreement with the pool board will be in the city's best interest.
That will have them operate the pool, but trust me, guys, I'm going to protect the city on this because it's city taxpayer dollars that are building it, and we're relying upon them to run it in a fashion that's, you know, worthy of the facility, and that'll happen. My perception of, you know, when meeting the members of the pool board that I did a few weeks ago, they're good and they'll run it well.
For the Burlington Pool referendum to be on the November ballot, the council would have to approve the resolution at its August 16th meeting for submission to the county clerk. The Racine County Finance and Human Resources Committee meets this evening, and the agenda includes County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's request for a $100,000 transfer out of the contingency account to cover the cost of hauling concrete materials from Waukegan to Lake Park on Mount Pleasant's lakefront to help property owners facing bluff erosion. The money would also go toward economic support studies. Meanwhile, the County Board's Executive Committee meets in closed session tonight at Ives Grove on what is only listed as a request to seek authorization for the investing of public funds regarding a business opportunity and related strategies. There is not an open session afterward. There was a sense of added significance at national night out activities around the greater Racine area in light of what's happened nationwide with citizens and law enforcement, which has not been the case locally. During the night out kickoff at First Evangelical Lutheran Church near downtown, Neighborhood Watch Director Charlie French said, "We are blessed in this community to have the police relationships that exist today."
And I have seen what Neighborhood Watch has done throughout our community. I've seen that police community relationship that has been built and how we've taken back some of our troubled neighborhoods. And I see that continue. And especially in today's area, what's going on in our country right now.
National night out activities included block parties around the community with similar gatherings on a smaller scale in Kenosha, Twin Lakes, and Metro Milwaukee. The popular Pike River Rendezvous returns to Kenosha and Simmons Island this Saturday and Sunday. For the 19th year, the park will be transported back to an era when Native Americans and fur traders gathered to exchange goods and to celebrate. Costume reenactors will talk about what life was like during that era and will demonstrate the crafts and trades of the time. Simmons Island is limited to non-motorized traffic today for the setup of the event. Beginning Saturday, free parking will be available at Kennedy Park, with a horse-drawn wagon providing shuttle services to the rendezvous Rendezvous, which opens at 9 a.m. Saturday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.